Well, thank you for the lecture yesterday.
Oh.
I got an interesting one here, if I can find it. The Ace Machine. There it is running Ubuntu.
Okay.
And I took it just a few moments ago. And last night I put it into Hibernate. And when I came back this morning, just shortly ago, I hit the mouse. Nothing happens. I hit a key.
Still?
Wait. Everything comes up.
Okay.
But here's the fascinating part. Mm-hmm. Before I started, this is a TCL monitor in the back.
Okay.
And that's the one that's mainly sold in China. That's their main vendor in China.
Okay.
And, they're like $150 or something like that.
No, that's not bad.
Okay, and so here's the controller with it.
Okay.
These controllers, I have 3 downstairs and 4 upstairs, and they are all a mess.
I have 2 of those same controllers with the built-in Roku.
Oh, with the built-in Roku. By the way, the reason I'm here, a couple. One, it stopped working. I hit the on button. Totally won't come on.
Okay.
And it did before. But on a Roku, if you look down here at the bottom, it says Roku, and you put your finger under there.
And that's where the button.
And the button. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's what I was able to get. And I have another one upstairs, but it's a Sharp Roku, and it will about only start with the button.
Just not seeing the remote at all?
I have a big one, 42 inch or something like that, Insignia from Best Buy. And it was like only like $150 or $170, something like that.
42?
And it's a 1080p. Mm. And when I first got it, none of the buttons worked. And so I phoned up their help, the warranty guy. Well, do the following, take the batteries out. Go ahead and push every button on it. Okay, put the batteries back in. Hold this down, and everything has been working perfectly.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, too, with all those remotes, with all those infrared sensors, if you have an Android smartphone, you can actually check it with the camera on your phone.
Oh, by the way, I did that. I was just going to say that. I almost brought it down here and show you, because I took the IR out, and you took your cell phone out, and you put it on the back end of it, and then you could see it. Mm-hmm. Right, yep, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first thing I was checking to find out if the thing is any good.
Yeah.
All right, but here, there's something more interesting here. Well, it is more interesting. Mm-hmm. Is that the FAA now has CAST.
CAST.
C-A-S-T. 32, okay? And what these guys have done is saying, oh, we're going to certify software for aviation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, how did they do it? They get a great big group of C and C++ programmers and say, oh, if you're not using C and C++, you think, now this is the fun, it really gets even funnier.
Mm-hmm.
This is an F-35.
Okay.
The one that just recently plowed into the Vinson, okay, and ended up at the bottom of the China Sea.
Yeah.
That's the distributed version.
Okay.
Okay. And what they're saying, distributed just sucks. Mm-hmm. You have to go with our one where just a few processors are going to be a mainframe on it.
Huh.
Okay.
You're building a whole.
And there's an F-35 from the underside. Well,
because I know the computer systems are
different. Okay, but what is happening now is these things are, this is back to Linux again, these things are POSIX. There's a whole bunch of Linux versions that are real-time. Well, they tried to make real-time, and they take the stuff out of the open source code, put it all together, and say, oh, we have it, you know. But let me tell you, it's even... If you look at one of these systems, it's a wind turbine system or one of the airplane things. If you look at the instrument clusters,
Okay.
I mean, they're just very, very complicated.
Oh,
where did they get the software from? Well, I went out and I checked. And all of a sudden they said, oh, this is the company, and we sell a whole package written in POSIX, and it was like Lynn something, L-Y-N-X or something like that. And what they do is buy this stuff, and then you make all the calls for it to run the display. But here's the problem. Is because it's on the thing, it can be hacked badly. I mean, and one of the things that, you know, I've talked to you a little bit about this. I can show, well, I am doing this now. I can access directly read and write bytes from 2 to the 26th bytes inside. Now, these are logical because of the fact that Linux, if you go back to Debian, okay, which I'm new at Linux, okay, and so this is what. If you go back and look at Debian, I can take DOS files, put them in Debian or Ubuntu, read them fine. If I go over to my cell phone, okay, now, unless I click that card and put it into the C connector, then all of a sudden it says, oh, this is the card memory, and they have the file system out there. But that, see, that's all under DOS. Okay, and then if you start moving into NTFS, that's under the C and C++ people who are doing that stuff, you know, with Windows NT. The reason I'm thinking is I think I might have some Linux work coming up, okay, and the thing you were acting more like Ace yesterday helping me.
Well, I don't mind helping you, it's just I don't have much free time out of work.
I know, but okay, if you have, you know, on your, like Aces, if you're on the weekends, you make a little bit extra money and things like that, you know, and thing. But there are some really interesting things coming up on Linux. And, you know, I'm not interested in all the different dialects. There's only two I am interested in. Is one, well, say only Ubuntu, not because it's Ubuntu, because it'll run C programs, it'll run Python, I think Rust, everything, assembler. And the other one is Raspbian. And the reason for Raspbian is it's running on an ARM A72.
Okay.
And then also the cell phone.
This guy goes to like an extreme.
This is a Qualcomm.
You guys here, much like your mouse and keyboard.
Snapdragon 500. There's 8 A53s running on this thing. I mean, it's like a power. Yeah.
Well, they're even getting with they're even coming out with Windows support for ARM processors. So on some of the phones, like the older version of my phone, you can run Windows 11 on it. On my phone, they have it bootlock, so you can't even reload the operating system on this. So I can't do anything with that.
Yeah. Well, no, at some point in time, I'm interested in seeing. Okay, once I want to get the x86 stuff up and working. But after that is to look at putting some of these apps on it on the cell phone app. And
well, it's actually not a bad idea because they're adding all Android support into Windows in the next few weeks or so. So you can just download stuff off the App Store, so everything's going to be interchangeable with each other. And I was going to say, too, with the whole hacking the planes and all this stuff in Russia, there is Spectre 2 just happened this weekend, where the first one in about 2015 is the reason why they won't let you upgrade to Windows 11. And then, yeah, you said
that's
that.
Face.
Yeah.
You got yourself a Roku?
And it's your machine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How's that doing?
Running. You know, I was about ready to junk it a couple of days ago because I couldn't install Windows on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I also couldn't install Ubuntu.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, okay, it was so bad, and Patrick was helping me. I got to that point where the partitions, it asked you to partition 1, 2, or 3, and you delete them or even format it.
Right.
And I could not get by that. I mean, it was that bad. Okay, and so what happened just after that, I just said, well, I'll make a new copy of Ubuntu, and hey, it just worked perfectly. Okay, and so now I'm running Ubuntu on it. This is your machine.
I feel like
Cast. CAST. What it is, a committee which are going to tell you what software you should be able to run. And they're all C++ programmers.
Okay.
VxWorks, Wind River, Green Hills. Well, you have to run our stuff, otherwise it's no good.
Yeah, it's not up to snuff.
Right, right. Now, here's the other thing. This is the new version of the F-35. And there's a guy that has a video out there. It's just great, from VxWorks. And he goes, right, distributed systems are terrible.
Yeah.
But they have all this crap on it. What you have to go is one of ours, where we have a mainframe on the whole thing. And, of course, use, C++ programming. But it's a great video because the guy does it, so, he's very clear about things, and you get to think, hey, that was really stupid, but thank you for it. Was a great lecture.
How you did it, but thank you for showing me.
And that's the bottom of the F-35.
Cool.
Which you?
It's a neat silhouette.
But you see, they just crashed one of those things into the Vincent.
Oh, yeah?
They bounced it off the deck, and it went to the bottom of the China Sea.
Oh.
Intact, completely.
That sucks.
Okay, they have another one that they dumped into the thing, but it was in the Sea of Japan. But they went down and killed the pilot, where this pilot survived in Vincent, but it messed up a whole bunch of sailors, too, okay, on the thing. But this is coming back because this is Linux now. And what I was explaining to, or telling Patrick, is what happened. I was doing some investigation to say, what are these guys doing? Well, these instrument panels,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and the thing, they're just beautiful, right? They're just gorgeous,
so cool.
And they light up, and they have background. Well, what's it written in? And so I went and said, here's a company, LYNUX and POSIX, okay? And you go out there and look at this, and what they're doing is selling a package that will interface to all these instruments. And so, it's a natural, if you want to do it, are you going to write all this code from scratch, or are you going to go buy something from these guys?
I'm sure they plan on buying it, yeah.
And so that's what they're doing. But again, it's this thing with C++, and it's buggy, and you can get in and hack the crap out of it. I mean, it's much worse than Windows is.
Yes, it is.
And so... And what I was telling you also, this system, that I running now, it's on your machine here. I have 486 running on it, but I had to load it DOSBox. Okay, but it's on the system, where it's on the Windows machine. Their DOSBox is executing as a portable app.
Okay.
Right, so the one you had originally, that little blue one, it runs it fine.
Okay.
Because it's, it's running as a portable app. It's not hard in memory. So there is a disadvantage of Linux. I don't think that Linux has portable apps yet.
I don't think so. Or at least if they do have some, it's definitely not on the level that Windows has.
I know. And I took and I Googled this. It does it, portable apps. And, maybe we're working.
Yeah.
But they see they have a hole in the thing.
Because it's just asking for the...
But it's a fun machine. Okay, another thing that I did is when I was having trouble with your machine, I was down to only this Ryzen 5 3500 running Linux Ubuntu.
Nice.
And it does a fantastic job, okay? But then I decided I need a backup. And remember the one I was having trouble with where the disk was bad? And I was down asking you how to handle the warranty thing?
I think so.
Okay, in other words, and I sent it in. Finally, I got it, and they sent it in. They sent the machine back, and they said, bad disk.
Okay. I'll fix up.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And Office Depot said, well, bring it down to it, and we'll really install in Windows for you for $119.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, well, I installed the Ubuntu on it, and hey, nice.
Awesome. So I'm glad it's all been worked out of cases.
Well, yes, it is. And but thank you very much.
I got your email the other day. Finally able to get Linux rebooted, and that you were still running into trouble.
What I did, it came when I first did it. It came up and you bounced you back into recovery.
Should, depending on
then you had to go into UEFI or BIOS. Then there's the whole thing, and F9 was a boot from. Okay, then if I would drop down there and hit it and think, and then all of a sudden it stopped, the message went away and it worked perfectly.
Good.
In other words, I didn't, you know, do anything.
And just kind of started.
But I did go back into UEFI and make photos of, if I could compare what happened before and after, you know.
Well, cool.
So how's your world working in?
It's been, you know, good. Everything's kind of better than I figured it would be, which is a nice surprise for once, you know.
What are you doing for a living now?
I opened my own little in-home computer store.
Okay.
And so now I'm going out to people that need help, and I'm fixing them up, either on-site or taking them back to my house to work on. And just try to...
But you don't have any building, or if you avoid it, you want it because of the cost.
Yeah, that was the biggest thing, is it's like the one thing that will be prohibitive will be paying rent for a building.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I just want to try to see if I can get away with avoiding that. So
yeah, no,
okay.
That's right, yeah.
So far, it's been good. I've already broke even on my starting costs.
Uh-huh.
So if I have to jump ship at any point, I feel okay about it.
Yeah.
And
well, if you get the advertising out there, you know, and buy a website and things like this, then, you know, hey.
Yeah, it's been... We're blessed. It's better than it should have been.
Uh-huh.
For me being a nobody coming out of left field and breaking even in a month and then making a couple hundred on top of that, that is pretty wild.
Yeah,
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, I'm going to try to get some money out of these guys now, okay? And
yeah, why not?
And put some real pressure on them.
Definitely. I would.
Well, did you ever see Admiral Payne, who got on TV and said that I posted porn and everything in here? They set him up. Somebody set him up. And I think they want me to take and file a formal complaint with the Navy. Look at your jerk ass Admiral did.
I hadn't heard anything about it.
Yeah.
That's
well,
kind of odd.
I'd sooner get the money. But,
yeah.
You know.
Me too. I wouldn't want to deal with that.
No, you know, you get to these points where you have, sometimes you have all sorts of trouble with machines. Oh, one thing else I mentioned over the thing. I did try, Stu recommended 2021H2. And so that I put that on a Lenovo 340, which is a Ryzen 5 3500, and it used to reboot all the time. It seems to be doing better, but the one thing I'm noticing with all my computers, Bluetooth and Windows still.
Bluetooth sucks.
It is just, if you type in like a pin, 1234, sometimes you see it. Other times you'll see 234.
Mm-hmm.
Other times, it just won't work. You have to go
like
back in and delete it and try to reinstall it and all that. And it depended on all computers are different.
Yeah.
Oh, my latest computer is a Series 5000 Ryzen 5. And it's one with 6 physical cores and 6 logical cores.
Okay.
And that thing hauls. It's running past mark around 13.3 or something like that. 13.5.
Mm-hmm.
But when I run Defender on it, that thing will burn about 60 watts.
That go.
I mean, it is really. Even on this one, I think I had a thing is I bought one of these. Lenovo IdeaPad 1, with a Celeron N5030, mm-hmm. which is four physical cores. Okay, and it's running about close to 2700 on Passmark.
Okay,
but it's really low powered. I mean, it's right down there with the Stream. And the one, by the way, the one Stream you gave me, is the N3060,
mm-hmm.
and that's running at 2.5 gigahertz turbo. And so that's about the same as a N4000 that will run there. Then they have that 4020, which is 2.8. And the 5030 is running at 3.1. And I see it throttling, okay, on Defender. In other words, it's burning much power. So it's good to see you again, and I'm glad things are a thing. And
it was cool to bump into you. It's good timing.
Yeah, I know, just by accident.
That's awesome. Thing.
So, no, it's kind of wild on this computing stuff, but, you know, these stores are, you got to be real careful about not going broke, you know. And
yeah. Hey, how's it going? I get that.
Well, if you keep your thing going that way, if you have a business that you're, are some are mobile, or you know, you can bring them to your house and fix them.
You're talking about booking on the computer.
Hopefully, things go well.
Okay, well, nice to see you. And,
likewise.
Good.
So we'll hopefully be in contact later.